producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Coming to you live and direct today from Watford City, North Dakota. We're at S&S Motors in Watford City. And looking forward to our conversation today with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. Just a moment. Blind Joe is going to join us later on this hour. Joe Bommersbach grew up in the Kindred area. Graduated from Fargo North, I believe. Fargo North or Fargo South. And now lives out in the Grand Rapids, Minnesota area. But Fargo is what he calls home. North Dakota is what he calls home. And you might have seen him recently on The Voice because he's doing well. Blind auditions are happening right now. And as soon as they wrap up, then we'll find out how he does in the next round. But anyway, Blind Joe will join us, who's performing all around the region these days as well. Super talented. Looking forward to that conversation, too, coming up on the program as well. Don't forget, this is the week. If you want to join us in New York City, you can lock in that great deal of $2,569 December 1st through the 5th for the airfare, hotel accommodations, coach travel all around New York City, breakfast every morning, dinner every night, Broadway show, Les Mis, the Rockettes, all that included in the package. And it is actually a heck of a deal, $2,569 per person for all of that. We leave December 1st, come back December 5th. A lot of folks have signed up, need a few more to sign up to get us to that minimum threshold of 20 couples. And once we're there, we're going. But $2,569 is a great price. That price is good through Thursday. So if you're interested in doing this, you want to do it this week is what I'm saying. You give them a call at 952-898-3478. I'll give you that number again in a second if you want to grab a pen. Or you can email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and I'll send you the contact info and itinerary and all of the information so you can mull that over a little bit, okay? Jason, a group travel planner, is waiting for your call now at 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or you can call Amber. She's very nice. 952-898-3478, extension 225. So, Nancy, we're in Watford City today with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford. Mr. Mayor, nice to see you.
Morning, Scott.
There's a lot of construction going on in front of this place.
No kidding.
So if I want to buy a truck, I can. It's probably easier for me to go to snsmotorsinc.com than it is to actually maneuver all this road construction. But welcome to life in the busy, busy, booming Watford City, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you can find us behind these dirt piles, then we'll try to put something together.
And one nice thing is there's some gain behind this pain, right? It's just going to be nice when you're all done here.
It's going to be a beautiful road, and the project has to get done on time. The new high school is going to be on schedule, December-ish completion, and kids in January out at the new high school. So this Highway 23 rebuild has to be done by then. So the contractor knows it, the DOT knows it, city knows it. So crunch time is on now.
All right, so we should do a little commercial first, though. The nice thing is I mentioned to many folks, in fact, you'll be happy to know the mayor of Bismarck has this line down. Your fellow mayor there, because he came up to me at the League of Cities meeting and said, is this the Explorer that Brent found for you? Is this what you would have paid $45,000 for this thing new and you got it for $28,000? You got to be kidding me. He had it all down. So, you know.
So people are listening.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. And our service customers say, Sonia, I heard your name on the radio again. Yeah, so people are listening to you, Scott. So we're glad about that.
The service is great here. And what I always appreciate is that if there's something you're looking for, you'll find it. And
we can find it for you. It's not here.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Exactly right. So check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com. So I want to ask you about two news stories and a couple other things that we've been wanting to chat about here as well. But let's start with the news stories. For one, last week, story about a real estate crisis in the Bakken. Bloomberg News, quoting someone else, right? I mean, this was the classic example of sort of gotcha journalism, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a partial quote, I guess it'd say, not even a misquote, but I rode around with Jennifer from Bloomberg for an hour around the city and gave the usual tour of the construction, the new development areas, And she said, what is it like with the downturn in prices? And so the comment basically was, you know, she said, are people concerned? I said, yes, understandably so. People are concerned. People are asking, are we overbuilding? Are there too many apartments, too many hotels? Is it all going to go away? And so I said, it does get exhausting of trying to keep explaining to everyone we've got it. We're not planning for 50 seconds in front of our nose. We're planning for 50 years. And this oil play is only 10,000 into 50,000 wells. There's so much more to be done. There's so many more employees still coming. I felt she took it out of context when she said, she just quoted part of it of saying, yes, it's exhausting and this limbo period is painful and people are saying that we've overbuilt. I mean, that was a very oversimplified, out of context rendition of what we were talking about at that point.
You know, some of the companies that do business in the Bakken won't even do interviews, especially with the national media folks. And now you know why, right?
Now I know why. I tell you what, so I had two misquotes or partial quotes last week that are alarming. You know, I guess you really have to be careful of what you read in the newspaper. You have to know that it's not 100% of what was being said. And so the other one was this issue with Hess, and nobody has talked to me directly about this issue. Someone was evidently in a tour bus when we were giving tours around the city or something, you know, but I never gave an interview to the reporter from the Williston Herald where this story has gone out. And it sounds like I'm speaking very definitively about some decision that's been made, and I'm not. Hess is one of numerous oil companies that are looking at what they've got to do long term in this area as they drill out the Bakken. And obviously 30 to 40% of that is in McKenzie County. And if employees are going to live here, where do they have to live? Watford City is a population center. So there are numerous oil companies looking at future plans because they have to plan for the next 10, 20, 50 years as well. They're not planning for the next few minutes in front of their face either, you know. There's ongoing discussions.
You're talking about a story that was in some papers over the weekend and I guess last week, and the headline is Hess Corporation eyeing Watford City for potential field office. But the bizarre thing is you're quoted in it having never talked to the reporter that did it.
Correct.
Now, again, this is actually true. I mean, in this case, Hess is doing that and they acknowledge as much in the article, which I think is the real story. That's a big deal and good news considering their headquarters now are Tioga and Minot, I guess, right?
Right, and basically, if in these $40 oil times, if any project like this comes online, it's going to be big news. It's going to be a positive. We all know when we're living and breathing this air and we're in this environment today, we know that the long-term play is still in effect. We know that One Oak is desperately trying to hire employees. We know that Whiting and Hess and Conoco, they're all concerned about their long-term employment of attracting and retaining employees in these areas that are so sparsely populated. So we know that, but just obviously it will be a big story if something would happen in this regard, if and when there is expansion in this area again with oil company office space.
What do you want people to know? Again, the reason I'm bringing both these stories up today and we're talking to Mayor Sanford about this is, you know, there's so much reporting that goes on about the Bakken, not only in the state, but nationally and internationally. And, you know, as a consumer of news, if you're out there trying to figure out what is going on, I want to know what's happening. Maybe you're thinking about, you know, expanding your business here. You have family members out here, whatever. Be wary of what you're consuming in the media, because I don't know what it is, but, you know, it very often is disconnected from the reality what's on the ground. So knowing that, what do you want people to know about what's going on here?
Well, it's basically the same as what was predicted by the industry, saying that there is going to be a phase of landmen will come in to try to gain the leases and hold the ground. Then the drilling will come in to secure those leases. And then there will be a wave of coming back onto those pads and drilling out the pads. And the drilling rigs will decrease. This was all scripted to happen anyway. But you throw in $40 oil, more rigs are dropped than would have been dropped if oil was still at $80. But we still would have had a reduction in rigs. But the flip side of it is now as you get more holes in the ground, the long-term production kicks in. And so now that the job availability is turning into come and drive truck in the Bakken, come and work on a rouseabout crew in the Bakken, to come and work for Whiting, come and work for Hess, come and work for Conoco, come and work for Continental, QEP, in a long-term job as a pumper, or working in the office, or working in maintenance for these companies. And so the jobs are, the job numbers are similar, the job types are changing into that long-term play. And that's what we're building our community towards, is the long-term play. And so you hear all the discussion about man camps and permanent housing and all that, and that's because of what was happening on the front end of this play, with the jobs that are very temporary in nature, with the large amount of trucking on the front end, with the pipelining, with the constructing of pads. I mean, a lot of those jobs are front end in nature. And then the Halliburton, Baker Hughes layoffs, that is something that happens as well as the drilling flattens out and levels off.
Rockford City Mayor Brent Stafford with us. We'll take a short break, come back with more of our conversation. The Industrial Commission is bringing their October meeting to Rockford City. How about that? We'll tell you about that when we come back on the program. So stay tuned for that. Any questions or comments, certainly welcome to. Rockford City Mayor Brent Stafford, our guest on What's On Your Mind, live at S&S Motors in Rockford today. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Chatting about some of the great career opportunities out here in the Bakken. Let me tell you about a few more. My friends at Polar Service Center are hiring right now. Technicians, parts representatives, service writers. Now, they're the number one tank trailer manufacturer in America. And actually, North America. They've been doing this out of Minnesota since 1946. They also have the largest network of factory-owned service centers. and they own the second largest manufacturer and distributor of trailer parts for light-duty trailers. And just like the mayor was saying here a moment ago, they've said, look, we're here for the long haul. They're in Killdeer now, expanding to Williston as well, and that's why they need more technicians. They pay up to $35 an hour. Your choice of free housing in Killdeer or a housing allowance, and as well, one of the best health care plans in the business, and a lot more. Parts reps, service writers, great competitive pay for you as well. Interested? Call Terry, their human service center manager, right now at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. That's Terry's cell phone number. He said, hey, we want these folks. We want them now. Tell them to call me. We'll get the ball rolling. 507-696-1164 or online, the career link at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center is plural.com. All right, 21 past the hour. Continue our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford here on the program. So how about this? The Industrial Commission is coming to Watford City. That's interesting news.
Yes, we're pretty excited to host them, and they're excited to be coming. The number one thing that we talked with Carlene about was we need to tour all the projects that the Industrial Commission has had a hand in the Watford City area. And so we're given an hour and a half of time, and it'll be hard to cover it in that amount of time. Because when you think about Bank of North Dakota and their funding with FlexPace, with PACE, with HIF funding that goes through there, with North Dakota Public Finance and the bonding that we're doing with State Revolving Fund, I mean, there's a lot of projects for us to show them. So we're very excited to have them here, focus on the good things that have been done, talk about how the programs could be changed for the better if there's a possibility, and also to see what they want to hear from us, to see if the Industrial Commission, you know, to see if they want to hear from industry, from citizens, from school, city, county, hospital. We're open, and so we're very excited to be hosting them.
How did it come about?
Basically, we had Attorney General Stengem and Lieutenant Governor Wrigley here for the ribbon cutting for our new jail, our new law enforcement center. And towards the end, we had a tour of a short tour of the city as I was giving him a ride back to the airport, and just asked Attorney General Stengem if he'd be interested in considering an Industrial Commission hearing in Watford City. And he said that sounds like a really good idea. We'll see what we can do. And so excited it's coming together.
And yeah, with Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, the other day, and I said, how often do you guys go out? Because I didn't remember, you know, the Industrial Commission being on location before. And he said, we've done it before, but it's very rare. So that's certainly a feather in the cap for Watford City for sure. And you know, like you say, as much power as the Industrial Commission holds, I don't know if the average North Dakotan has any idea what kind of portfolio they have, but it's pretty significant. I mean, they're really the board of directors for the state of North Dakota, aren't they?
Right. It's very far-reaching. You know, when the things that affect us with affordable housing, with energy in all its forms, with regulation of it, funding, financing, I mean, a lot of it goes through the Industrial Commission. So it's very important to Western North Dakota. I'm glad they're coming out.
It'll be October 22nd. The Industrial Commission will be in Watford City for a good chunk of the day actually conducting a regular meeting. And you said you have a little bit of a tour.
Yep,
we
have a tour in the morning, and then they'll conduct their regular business, and you know, from basically 11:30 to 4 o'clock, and at the courthouse in Watford City. So it should be a good day.
It will. Just another wonderful opportunity. So we've talked about what to believe and what not to believe in the news. We've talked about the Industrial Commission coming up here on October 22nd, which is certainly a good thing as well. What else do you want folks to know about what's happening in Watford City these days?
Well, it's still busy. You know, that's the thing, is that, you know, we're in it for the long haul, and it's still busy even with $40 oil. There are challenges today that when you're in boom times, you don't have as many financial challenges, but I don't know if that's reality either. And so we went through a time where the entire industry and the economy of Watford City was based on, can you get this done within the next week versus what is that going to cost, and making a rational decision on pricing and timing, etc., that you should in a business environment. And so we're back into a normal mode where people are having to make decisions, make hard decisions about cost cutting. And this is probably more indicative of what it would be, what it will be long term. And with the number of wells that are still need to be drilled, there's going to be a lot of activity around here for a long time. The drilling will ebb up and down as the prices go up and down, but the long term of this is going to be the employers trying to find permanent housing, trying to find those permanent employees, and struggling to do that. So we know that we're in for a long haul, and we'd like to see the oil go back up to where there's a little more confidence, of course, but we're in it for the long haul.
Last chance if you have a question for the mayor, by the way, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. In that infamous Bloomberg article about a quote-unquote real estate crisis in North Dakota, there was talk in there of, you know, a need for 10,000 housing units and, you know, only being 2,500 into fulfilling that need.
Yes.
You and I have talked before about a transition away from multifamily housing to more single-family housing to meet what you talked about earlier,
yep,
the long-term needs of employees and people moving here. How are you coming on that?
Well, that's the sad thing about $40 oil is you've got basically large investors here building housing, and they're slowing their plans, obviously, when you see $40 oil and you read the newspaper every day of what's being said in there. They're not going into the boardrooms and asking, but what are your drilling plans looking like? They're more focused on what the feel is and what the news, what the media is saying. And, yes, we need 10,000 units to grow the city to the point that NDSU is projecting the city to grow to, which would be somewhere in that 15,000 to 20,000 range. We're 2,500 units into this plan towards 10,000 housing units. And their study showed that we would need somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 at this time. And since we do not, and there are so many people living in camper trailers around this county, you can believe that number. The number is believable. And those numbers of housing units that they're projecting for us are based on the temporary jobs and the long-term jobs. And a large component of that 10,000 units needs to be single-family housing. And we've barely begun on that. We're just a few hundred houses in, and that's the hardest part to build. Apartments and other rental housing is easier for investors to understand and to make their return on. But the single-family home construction in Wyford City is going to be a tough one that we don't have a solution for yet.
Are those prices coming down for cost of construction?
A little bit, but not really. I mean, you still have to bring all your material in and pay a premium for help. You still have to house them. Whereas if you're building in Fargo, there's someone living in an apartment that you can pay $15 an hour. Here you have to pay them $25 and you have to house them.
Find a place to put them up.
And there's multiple places to get material, not here.
So that price doesn't come down. You have to make up the difference there. Interesting. Always a pleasure. Thanks for the hospitality and for an update on what's happening in the great city of Wyford City.
Thank you. Pleasure, Scott.
Wyford City Mayor Brent Safford from S&S Motors. Blind Joe from The Voice when we come back. Get ready for that.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Porch to Flames Conference is coming to Williston October 6th through the 8th. Register to visit the fastest growing small city in America. Take a bus tour of Williston's infrastructure growth, the energy or agriculture industries. Network with investors and business leaders from across North America and hear from renowned speakers who will explore the economic outlooks in Canada and Mexico. Register today for the 18th annual Porch to Flames Conference, October 6th through the 8th in Williston. For more information, visit PorchToFlames.com. PorchToFlames.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I was going to say, are you playing your air banjo right now? And that's
was,
why you're not
yeah.
talking there. You're a little too concentrated on that. Yeah, it's Eastbound and Down, Jerry.
He's seen that before, folks. Todd, the radio guy, he knows all my secrets. Can't get anything by him.
Well, there's always so many opportunities a guy gets in this day and age to get that air banjo in on a Monday morning. And it does make you feel better after you've done that, so.
Exactly right. It's kind
you
of a
see funny that look
thing.
On your face. Next time you do that, I am going to record you and actually put the video up. You get that intense kind of squint, like Joe Cocker and John Belushi used to be on Saturday Night Live, you know, all contorted and all that. You know, you get that
secrets.
Intense. Yeah.
All my secrets. Yeah, exactly right. All right. We're waiting for Blind Joe to give us a ring here. On the program, we call What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-256-0853, 701-256-8503. We have a call from earlier that we haven't got to yet that I don't want to put off if we can avoid it. Had some suggestions on, I think it was talking about the mass shootings and comparing the United States to other countries.
Yeah.
You have that one handy, Todd?
Yeah.
Good morning, Scott, Todd. Just want to school you guys up. You know, you said that, you know, evidently school shootings don't happen in Europe. The only 12 or 8 of the top 20 deadliest shootings in schools in the world happened in the United States. One of them being in 1927. Out of the top 100 school shootings in the world, 60 of them happened outside of the United States. It happens. It happens frequently. And it's just the news media doesn't report it because it doesn't fit their narrative that Europe being gun free is safer than the United States. That's all I got to say. You know, you got to check some of these facts. They're really easy to find out. All you got to do is Google search, you know, top 10 deadliest school shootings, and it's all right there for you. But.
All right. Appreciate that. I think we were talking about mass shootings, and I'm relying on what I think was a graph on one of the Sunday shows this weekend. I forget which. That talked about mass shootings. Now, again, that would include what's happened on military bases and movie theaters and schools as well. I think you're talking about just schools, so it might be a little bit apples and oranges. But it looked as though the U.S. was a leader there. And my point in raising that was to say, well, let's talk about solutions. What would fix that? And background checks or more gun laws? I don't believe the answer. And I think it'd be just around the margins anyway. You know, the one thing I just love for a liberal to just explain to me, how is it you think someone that is so twisted that they would, you know, kill at will somebody for no reason whatsoever, just to go in and kill them at that church in South Carolina, at that school in Oregon this weekend, whatever, pick your spot. If you think somehow that how they kill with the weapon or how they get the gun, whether it's legal or not, is going to matter to them. So I don't like even wasting energy on any of that. Like talking about real solutions. So that's what I was asking there. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. Texter says, we need to get the president to outlaw gravity because there are thousands of people every year. Thousands of people every year.
I don't translate, Scott. I just relay. I know. It's kind of...
we need to... This makes no sense. Yeah, okay. All right.
It might be one of those things where the speech to text thing didn't really quite translate as intended by
And by the way, what do we know that is going on? A shelter in place at Bismarck High?
Situation there that they're not releasing any more information just yet, but there was a concern from a student at Bismarck High. So there is a shelter in place. Basically, they're not letting anybody in or out. But not a lockdown, so much as shelter in place. So, but
could you explain the difference between a lockdown and a shelter in place? So, a lockdown, shelter in place, obviously means you're in the classroom, you're not leaving there.
Right.
What's a lockdown then?
Lockdown, you are staying put. Shelter in place, try to keep everything going as normal. But yeah, they're not going to let you in. So.
Lockdown, you're like under the desk, shelter in place, you're in class, but you're not leaving the classroom. I don't know. Seems close.
When you were in school, did you guys have those drills where you put your head under your desk and you were supposed to feel safer from...
I don't remember any. I remember many a tornado drill, but I don't remember any...
Yeah, we always had that, you know. It's like, well, I feel so much safer with my butt hanging out, but my head under the desk. I never understood that one, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so when there's more, I'll let you know. But that's I have had a number of texts and a few emails about that, so it's kind of prudent to at least let everybody know what I'm able to let everybody know. So when there's more, I'll holla.
We'll keep you posted. There was a warning that there would be an incident in a classroom today, but not a lot of detail to it. So you have a number of college campuses mainly on heightened alert as a result of what happened in Oregon last week. But we're keeping an eye on that. Tom in Jamestown, you're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I would just like to make a comment that there's a concern about too many weapons or too many guns that might be available to people that would do this type of thing. But it seems that nobody talks about the fact that when you have the perverted interpretation of people's First Amendment rights, so that you have just mind-boggling violence and pornography that's not only on the internet that people have access to, but it's also part of video games and it's part of different types of games that kids have very, very easy access to. And when anybody talks about that and how these things can influence someone who is mentally imbalanced, The biggest argument that you get is censorship. All of this is terrible. It's hideous. It's insane. It's crazy. But there is, in many, many people's view, something that is far worse, and that is censorship, that you don't let me do what I want to do because I have the First Amendment right to do it. It's just really hard to believe that the Founding Fathers, when they wrote the First Amendment, if they could have gone into the future and said that what we wrote down here, First Amendment, is going to be used to justify some of the things that I just mentioned, they would die laughing, or they would roll their eyes, or they would say, no, that'll never happen. Nobody could be that stupid. But that's what is happening. And I don't know what the solution is when you try to bring these things up at meetings, you know, or you try to influence politicians on it, that type of thing. That is the worst thing, is censorship. You can't have censorship. So I'll hang up and listen.
Tom, appreciate the comment. Thank you. We ask, what's on your mind? You tell us. We love it. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. We have an update on the situation at Bismarck High. Todd?
Well, I think it's ironic that the second you went to Tom, all of a sudden the notification came in that shelter in place at Bismarck High lifted. It was in place for about 90 minutes or so from 9 a.m. until about 10:30. Well, police investigated a concern that a student shared with the office. Lockdown is when there's an immediate threat to students and staff safety. All normal activity stops and students are taken to designated safe areas. Shelter in place happens when there's not an immediate threat to student or staff safety. It's used as a precautionary measure. Depending on the situation, doors may or may not be locked. A student may or may not be allowed to leave the classroom without adult supervision, and people may or may not be allowed to enter and exit the building, such as example would be a wild animal in the area, robbery or arrest being made near a school, an escaped prisoner in the area, police responding to a domestic dispute, something like that. So in this case, it was not a lockdown. It was a shelter in place, and it was lifted a little over 10 minutes ago at Bismarck High.
Got it. There's the latest for you, folks. Dave and Dickinson on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Something these colleges could do for their students is teach them self-defense. You got this guy out there standing and asking questions, you know, if they're a Christian or not, before he shoots them. Well, if there's 20 other students in that classroom, they could all be throwing their books at this guy, picking up chairs, desks, whatever, and start throwing them at this guy. And you're going to disrupt his train of thought, and maybe somebody could walk up behind him and tackle him. They don't, you know, just teaching anything that you can do to distract that perpetrator is good. You know, if you're just going to stand there and be shot, well, hell, go out swinging, take your history book and throw it at the guy. You can use anything, and they should teach that.
Good
and
point.
Instill a little confidence in the students that you got the guts and the willpower to make a stand, even if it's poke the guy in the eye.
Whatever it takes. There you go. Good example. I've done that with our daughters before. Someone comes up to you at a park and you know, starts to pull you. What are you going to do? You know,
yeah.
Do a little role playing with them. You know,
you got 20 thick history books flying at you.
Exactly right. Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Another Dave waiting to chat. Sterling. What's going on in Sterling today, Dave?
I'll tell you what, life was good, right? That last guy, he must have read my mind, because I'll tell you, I can't understand why, even you go back to the church shootings, are people just basically crawling underneath their desk and waiting for the end? Or are they just standing in line and waiting to get shot? I can't get over why people don't fight. And also, like, in the schools, you know, they should be having some training in the classroom for the teacher. I mean, like the previous caller said, you got 20 kids in there, whatever, 25 kids. Everybody start running around in a circle and creating whatever kind of disturbance you can and throw books at the guy. Do whatever you can. Take him out. I don't understand what our society is all about nowadays. Nobody wants to fight. They just want to give up and, you know, I don't know.
So maybe there's a little bit of that. That's part of this as well. Do what it takes to protect yourself. Dave, appreciate the call. Life is good in Sterling. There's an update for you on what's on your mind. More coming up from Watford City. S&S Motors today. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and a fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4 for 4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Watford City today, we're at S&S Motors. What's on your mind broadcast up in Williston tomorrow for the Ports to Plains gathering. And then Wednesday we'll be in Bismarck for our friends at AE2S. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. How'd you sleep last night, knowing a Monday was coming? if it could have been better, might I suggest you order up MyPillow and sleep as soundly as Todd and I do. Thanks to that marvel of a pillow underneath our head. It is so darn good. It has a patented interlocking fill, so here's the deal. It adjusts to you. That's what makes it great. So it isn't about buying the right pillow. It's, you know, well, it is. Buy this pillow and it adjusts to you, rather than go, well, you know, I need one like this, or that's a little too fluffy, or that's, you know. This one adjusts to you. And you get a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. It's 10 years worth of warranty. It will not go flat. So you have it for 10 years. Machine washable, 60-night money-back guarantee. You're going to love it.
All right, we solved the mystery on the text from a listener earlier. There are thousands of people who die every year due to falls. So we should get the president to outlaw gravity. Therefore, you wouldn't have any more falls, and you wouldn't have any more deaths. I think that one's coming from the camp that, you know, you can't stop every bad thing from happening. Hear you there. Tom in Strasburg. Talked about Strasburg and that bond, school bond vote tomorrow earlier. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, I like your program. I listen to it all the time. I'm a farmer. I'm out in the field in the tractor and combine, and I really enjoy listening to your program. But I would like to add something that Tracy had mentioned earlier. You asked why are we having the vote in October. One of the reasons why we're having that vote in October, because if we can vote before October 9th, we can get additional tax revenue for construction into the 2016 calendar year, where if we vote after October 9th, the additional tax revenue will start coming in 2017, and then we'll have an interest payment due in November of 2016 of between about $40,000. So we'll be able to, if we can get this passed, we'll be able to save $40,000 just by having that election before October 9th.
That makes sense. The argument that was coming from some folks is, yeah, you're sticking it to farmers who are going to pay the lion's share of this because they're, you know, they're busy. They can't vote. But I think there has been early voting, too, right? So there's been other opportunities to vote. You're a farmer. Do you know folks in the ag community that are hardship by this that can't vote or participate?
You know, I guess I haven't heard anybody have any problems, you know, coming in and voting because of the time of the year. Because, you know, in June when we normally have our elections, it's haying season, it's spraying season, and in North Dakota here, the wind blows 9 out of 10 days. So it's kind of crunch time for farmers, too, you know, to come and get in and vote in June. So as a farmer myself, it really isn't going to matter what time of the year. Farmers are busy 24/7, you know. It's just life of a farmer, you know.
Sure. So, I hear you.
That's one of the other reasons why we're having a vote in October versus the regular. And then another thing is, come January, if we have the vote here in October, we can get all our ducks in a line that's when the bidding for the construction is the most competitive. So that's when we feel we'll be able to get the best bids for our construction project.
That makes sense. Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the fine endorsement on the listening.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Glad you're listening.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Down there in Strasburg. I just like saying Strasburg. You know what I'm saying? So, glad we could talk a lot about it. And here's somebody else who wants to talk about Strasburg. Sent us an email about the ads that have been running. The ads running, advocating a no vote. This is a reply to the Watchdog group from last week and the ads they've been placing. They like to point out that farmers are paying more than their fair share and that some will have to pay upwards of $3,000 to $4,000 in added tax. But what they don't bring up is that the same farmers that have that big of an increase own land that has a cash value of $6 to $8 million. They also like to talk about secrecy in the closed-door meetings and trying to sneak a vote in, but the same people who hired the Watchdogs won't put their names out there saying who they are. The school board members are elected officials that are backing this project with their names out there for everybody to see. Strasburg Public School has a budget of over $2 million a year, for which most of the budget goes to pay teachers. What do you think would happen if the town of Strasburg, if all of a sudden $2 million was taken out of the economy of the town? This bond is less than 2 years of the school's annual budget, being borrowed at an all-time low interest rates over 20 years. Thank you from a concerned citizen. All right. Thank you. There is a train derailment on an Amtrak train in where? Virginia, northern Vermont.
Vermont.
Sorry, Vermont. Yeah. Northern Vermont. Don't know any more details on that. We'll, I'm sure, find out more about that. And the Miami Dolphins have fired their head coach, Joe Philbin. Didn't they just?
No big shocker there.
Yeah.
Is it me, or do we have more trains derailing in the last few years than we've had in the last few decades? Or is it just making the news more?
I don't know. I think there might be a slight uptick in some of those. Some people blame Amtrak infrastructure. You know what I mean? Dolphins got tooled by Miami last night, so I guess that was why the coach is getting out of there too, by the way, right? Okay. Yeah. Boy, we've got you all kinds of news here to wrap up the program. Tomorrow from Williston, from Ports to Plains. God bless you folks, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
New York City at Christmas time. There is nothing like it. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting a trip to the Big Apple. New York City at Christmas time is magical. You have to see it to believe it. And we have a great package. It includes airfare, deluxe hotel accommodations, coach travel all around the city with a great guide, some great dinners, Trump Cafe, Cotton Club, and Ellen Stardust Diner, plus a show on Broadway, Les Mis, one of the best shows ever. Incredible show. And the Rockettes, Radio City's Christmas Spectacular. This is going to be a blast, and we have a great deal for you. Just $2,569 per person if you book before October 8th. So hurry. If you'd like complete details, you can call this telephone number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. scott@flagfamily.com. Christmas time in New York City. Trust me, this will be a trip you'll never forget.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.